Today's daf is daf chav vav, and right on cue.
I've done the Heineken Perek.
B'shlosha prakim b'shana. Kohanim nosim et kapehem arba pa'amim b'yom. There are three times a year in which the Kohanim will do nesiat kapayim four times a day. And there's our shacharit musaf mincha v'ni'ilat sha'arim. Ni'ilat sha'arim referring either to the sharim of the Beit HaMikdash or to the sharim of the Shamayim that are timed to the coming in of the Shemesh, which is the end of the time of Ratzon and Tefillah. Elohim ma'amadot. What exactly are these ma'amadot? Fishenemar tzav et b'nei Yisrael et korbani lachni l'yishai and so on. So who is the tzivui given to bring the korbanot tamid? B'nei Yisrael. V'chiheich korbanot shel adam kar if they are the ones that are going to be the Iker Chiyuv on the Korban, does it make sense that they should send it ahead and they have nothing to do with the Korban as if it's just a little thing you put in a slot machine and they're not aiming it on the Korban? You always, the Bialim stands next to his Korban. Therefore, itkinu nevi'im harishonim, in the same way that the original wants to be metaken. This is a reference to Shmuel and to David HaMelech, as we'll see. So they were koveya that there should be 24 mishmarot. Along these mishmarot, akol mishmar v'mishmar, besides the regular understanding we have of the mishmarot, there was also a ma'amad in Yerushalayim, so that altogether the 24 mishmarot included Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. There's some who learn that the Ma'amad itself had Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. Not that we're referring here to the three types of Mishmarot. So the Mishpachot HaKuna, the Mishpachot HaLeviya, the Mishpachot Yisrael, were split into 24 different Mishmarot, and they would all take responsibility for 1 week at a time in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, Igiyaz Mana Mishmar La'alot, when it was time for a Mishmar to come, the Kohanim, Leviim, wherever they were living, they would come up to Yerushalayim. Yisrael Shavuoto Mishmar. Now there was a difference because the Yisraelim in the Mishmar depended where they lived. If they lived in Yerushalayim, so then they were the Anshei Ma'amad in Yerushalayim. We obviously didn't expect 10% of the population or so to come up to be in Yerushalayim. So those who were living in Yerushalayim, they acted as the Ma'amad in Yerushalayim. The rest of the Mishmar, Yisrael Shavuoto Mishmar, mitkansim ba'orehem, v'korim b'maaseh bereshit. They would make a special gathering with a minyan, with a ta'anit, all those who were on duty. They would be mitaneh, they would read, they would say special tefillot, as we'll see. And they would read from maaseh bereshit. Later on in the Gemara, we're going to see that this was to establish the relationship of maaseh bereshit to the korbanot and to the amidah, that which keeps Maaseh Bereshit going, the schus of the avodah, and so on. Okay, now this next piece appears to be an insertion, as we'll see for many reasons, and in the Mishnah, in the Yerushalmi, it does not appear at all, but we can read it here, but we'll deal with it in terms of braises. Anshei ha-ma'amad hayu mitanin arba'a yamim b'shavua. Those who were on duty in the ma'amad would have a ta'anit for 4 days out of the week, Mi yom sheni v'ad yom chamishi inclusive, from Monday through Thursday. Lo hayum itanim erev Shabbat b'bnei kvod haShabbat. We don't want them to be fasting on erev Shabbos and entering now their Shabbat feeling miserable and being unable to concentrate. Lo be'achad b'Shabbat, nor do we want them to be fasting on a Sunday. Kedor shelo yetzu miminucha v'oneg l'yigia v'ta'anid. We don't expect people to suddenly change. The sudden change is overwhelming, to go from the joy and the menucha on Shabbos and to be going into a state of ta'anit, which could be devastating to the psyche and to the body. Rarely.
Yeah. But this is 10%.
Well, I'm saying approximately. We split Klal Yisrael into 24 Mishmarot. It's like we split the Kohanim. The rest of the people in the Mishmar would go into their own cities. You know, but it was split. I mean, it wasn't the whole city.
Had a minor.
Lachor, I mean, why would we knock people out? all of Karnim had all of them, unless they weren't ruling for some reason.
Is it by family? Same way? They automatically born into
it? Yeah, undoubtedly, once it was Kavua, but what was Koveyed Lechatchila is not, I mean, that was what they did up in the Vias for the Karnim as well. How were they Koveyed? What exactly who should go where?
But everybody
that's why it says it was in the Vias. They worked very hard on that. Yeah. After that, it was inherited. Yeah. We saw earlier that you had to know, though, that your family was right, that hadn't been Nifsal and so on. That we saw. It wasn't so posh that everybody managed to get in. And those who indeed had problems with Yichus, Sveikus, and so on wouldn't be Amidah. Now, what is it that they would read? Korim Babas Sebereshita. This is why already, I mean, it seems clear that there was suddenly a gap here because the Mishnah continues. B'yom HaRishon doesn't even say Korin. It's just Korin Babas Sebereshita B'yom HaRishon Bereshit V'Rakia. Certainly seems that the Nusach in the Yerushalmi that goes directly from the first part to here is very reasonable. So they read the Psukim from B'yom HaRishon, they read Bereshit, and they read Vayhi Rakia, even though that was the second day. Now, the reason that is because you need that minimum of 9 psukim. So because each one person has to read 3 psukim, we read 10 psukim a day. So in order for it to work out, those are very, very short parashiyot, if you recall from your Simchas Torah. So in order for it to work out, we would have to read ahead and then go back and on the Yom Sheni, we would do again Vayhi Rakia, because that was the day, but we'd have to run ahead to do Yikavu Amayim. And Shlishi, we would do Yikavu Amayim and Vayhi Me'orot. But Ravi, we'd go back and do Vayhi Me'orot, because that, of course, was to what happened on Yom Ravi. Then we would do the Yishutz Ramayim, B'chamishi, we would do Yishutz Ramayim, which was what happened on Yom Chamishi, and the Vatotze Aretz, and then B'shishi, we would do Vatotze Aretz and Vaychul HaShemayim. The rule is that a Parsha Gedolah, meaning that it has 6 psukim, would be Korino Tabishtaim, we'd have 2 people reading it, because they could each read their minimum of 3 psukim. Haktana, less than that, we would have an individual reading, Haktana B'yachid. Now, B'shacharit u'b'musaf, this we would do only in Shacharit and in the Musaf. B'mincha nichlasim v'korin al pihem. However, they did have a kriya in Mincha, but interestingly enough, not from a sefer. They would read Baal Peh, ki korin et shema. It wasn't a standard kriyat haTorah. It was too much. They were already tired. They were mitaneh, and we didn't want to be matriach them to have to go bring a sefer Torah and so on. So they would do the kriya as well then. Now, when it came to Erev Shabbat, b'mincha, lo ayu nichlasim mipdei kvod HaShabbat at all, because it was necessary to allow them to concentrate on preparations for Shabbat. Kol yom sheyesh bo halel, in bo ma'amad. If there was a halel on that day, and we'll see there's only a reference to halel hagadol, not to a full halel, rather, to not to the minhag of saying halel like on Rosh Chodesh, that wouldn't count. But if there was a day of halel, then there was no ma'amad, at least not during the shacharit, which was the time for the halel. If it was a day in which there would be a korban musaf, so let's say it was Hanukkah, they were reading halel, and it was also Rosh Chodesh Teves, in the middle of Hanukkah, so then it also had a korban musaf. So then there would also not even be the ma'amad for ne'ila. Alachat kama v'kama, there wouldn't be a ma'amad for mincha. So we would basically cancel the rest of the day. We'll see that this is a machlokas. Korban etzim, if he even had a korban etzim on that day, we'll see what that is, then there would be no ma'amad in mincha. But that's all. We could go back to the ma'amad for the ne'ila. So says Rabbi Akiva. Amarlo ben Azai. Kach haya Rabbi Yoshua shone. I could tell you the way I was mekabel from Rabbi Yoshua. Korban Musa, so then ein b'mincha. Korban etzim ein b'ne'ila. You have it backwards, because you, Rabbi Akiva, were saying that the... It must be a good concert. Okay, so you have it backwards, because you were saying if there's a korban etzim, then there's no ma'amad in mincha. But what Ben Azai said, if there's a korban etzim, there's no ma'amad in the ilah. Furthermore, the Chazar Rabbi Akiva liyot shoneh ke Ben Azai. So when he was heard that, he was makabel the way Ben Azai said it in the name of Rabbi Yoshua. What are these atzei koanim? The korban etzim? Zman atzei koanim va'am. These days of the atzei koanim were kavua 9 times during the year. And basically, what happened was, we'll see the details of the Gemara. But what happened was that when they came back up to the second bayit, very poor, and they were only a certain number of families that could afford to supply
fuel for the Mizbeach.
And those families, there were eight families, even though we have 9 days, we'll see that we go over one. And these groups were Meiser Nefesh to get the Eitzim to the Mizbeach at that time, and the Nevi'im were Kovei that they had the schus to bring Eitzim at all times, even if there were plenty of Eitzim in the Beit HaMikdash, their Eitzim came first. Now there's a Machlokas Rishonim about whether the thing that is done on a day of Korban Eitzim is an actual Korban of Eitzim, or it's a Korban Eila that is brought on the day that they bring the Eitzim. If it's a Korban Eitzim, we saw already in Menachos that an Eitzim, or an actual Korban, and we would do Melicha, we'd put salt on the Eitzim, we would do an actual, we would break it up, and we would do a kmitza, the same way we do on any mincha, and a very fascinating thing. But here the question whether this was a korban eitzim of the day, or a korban, regular korban, on a day of eitzim, there are different ways of learning the sugya. So what are the 9 days? Be'echad ben Nisan was b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. Oh my gosh. This came from the... This is me. Must be a really good concert. Telling you.
Both my phones are off.
Oh, gosh. Both phones are off? Telling you. But what about the computer, the portable computer, and the all of that? That probably still ringing. No, sir. Very good. Is it important to turn on the heat? You seem to be rather abajaj.
No. It's okay? Fine.
Because
I just didn't bring my Gemara.
No. I forgot my Rosh Hashanah.
I went ahead.
Rosh Hashanah we have.
Yeah. Well, you're going to need it. Right?
You need it more than me.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, so the family of Arach, who came from the Shevet Yehuda, remember that basically we had Yehuda and Binyamin coming up. So most of these families are Yehuda families, just in terms of proportion of the population. The 20th of Tammuz was B'nai David ben Yehuda. We're going to talk about this, but this was B'nai David as a reference to the Mishpachas David HaMelech, but we'll see in the Gemara. The Chamisha B'Av was B'nai Parush ben Yehuda. B'Shiv'a Bo B'nai Yonadav ben Rechav, this was the descendants of the Keni, you'll remember, was Yitro's grandchildren, who became very great in Torah ultimately, and they were called Ben Rechav, you remember the story in Yirmiyahu, where they never would settle because they had a Kabbalah from their grandfather, always to live in motorhomes, never to buy a house. And that's what they called the motorhome people, Ben Rechav, seriously. And he uses them as a dogma, they wouldn't drink wine, and uses them as a dogma to how people can be loyal to a tzivui, and Ben Yisrael are not loyal to the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're loyal to the tzivui of their grandfather. And they became leaders of Sanhedrin and later Dorot. Ba'asarabo b'nei Sina'a ben Binyamin. These were from Shevet Binyamin. We're going to see more details on these later in the Gemara. This is just briefly. V'chamishasar b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda, which was a small family, says the Meiri. And because of that, all of the other people that were at the time mishtatef in Korban Eitzim, but weren't big enough to take care of all of the requirements of the Mizbeach, joined up with b'nei Zeta ben Yehuda. So there were Kohanim, Levim, and there were a lot of people who didn't have any idea where they came from. So there were people, Komishita'a Bishifto. There were also B'nai Gonve Ali. There was a whole group of people that were called the Ali robbers, the pestle robbers, which we'll see in the Gemara what it's really talking about. Doesn't really mean they stole the pestles. It means that they stole through the government guards against their going to bring the Korban Eitzim with the Bikurim. We'll see there were two stories. B'nai Kotzei Kitziot. We'll see that these two are it's a related story. On the 20th, B'nai Pachat Moav ben Yehuda. Now that sounds very interesting because it sure sounds like David HaMelech again. B'nai Pachat Moav again. We'll talk about these in the Gemara. B'esrim B'elul B'nai Adin ben Yehuda. B'echad B'tevet. So Shavu B'nai Parushnia. The second timer, because we only had the eight families and there were nine times, B'nai Parush got a second chance. We'll see why that is. Now if you take a look at the way that it works out with the klolim that we just had about Hallel, Musaf, and Korban Eitzim, it turns out that Be'echad B'Tevet lo haya bo ma'amad at all. According to this, on the first day of Tevet, there would be no ma'amad because it was a Hallel. Shaya bo Hallel. So that canceled Shachris. Then they had a Korban Musaf. The Korban Musaf canceled the Musaf. Then they had the Korban Eitzim, which canceled the Mincha, and the Musaf canceled the Mincha. So it ended the Ne'ilah. So that means there was nothing left. Now, the question of whether... Oh, no, come on. No, stop this, man. after. I don't know what that. People want to come to the Siyum, they don't realize there's a Daf Yomi. Okay, there's some question over here, as I started to say, about what the relationship is of the... Does it mean that there was no Ma'amad at all? Does it mean that there was no Kriyat HaTorah? I'm going to see there's some contradictions here. And this is a massive machlokas. There are two very important machlokas to understand the whole Mishnah. The Rambam, taken from the sheet of the Rimigash, holds that when it says over here in the Mishnah that there were four Tfilot, four times in the Siyat Kapayim, it really means that. In our Gemara, and that's clear from the Yerushalmi as well, in our Gemara, it seems to be saying that it doesn't really mean it. Because how could there be a Tfilat Musaf? When was there a Tfilat Musaf in a Tani? What is it referring to? What Tfilat Musaf? So the Rimigash holds that there was indeed a tefillah called a tefillah musaf, meaning an additional tefillah, not a korban musaf, and that there really were four tefillot. There were shachrit musaf, mincha, and ni'ilah on every single one of these occasions. So that when it says hayabo musaf, it means that there was an actual korban musaf. There was always a tefillah musaf. Nobody else learns that. Everybody takes the Bavli kipshuto, as we'll see today, that it's only referring basically to Yom Kippur, which would have the combination of all of those things. But that it means that you could get as many as four. That's the first big machlokas. Second machlokas is whether the bitul of the ma'amadot was a reference to the ma'amadot in the shuls that we talked about, where were the mikatzim ba'oreihem, because they had nothing to do with the filat musaf, with the korban etzim, they were just at home. Whether that's din specifically in the work in the Beit HaMikdash, since they were very busy that day, and the anshei ma'amad always attempted to help out as much as possible with the korbanos and schlepping things, bringing fuel and whatever is necessary. So we didn't want to be machbid on them to have the normal din of the ma'amad during those periods. But as far as the people back home are concerned, why not? I have to find out how to silence it. It's unbelievable.
Have a kid like that.
Let me switch it. Oh, thank you so much. Welcome home. Glad you made it all.
You came up by scooter?
No. Scooter in this weather. Really? From Beit Shemesh.
This is crazy.
No, we had two cars because we still had the insurance rental. Okay, so those two machlokas give very different pshatim to the Mishnah, as we'll see again in the circuit. Getting back now to our Mishnah, if you have halal, korban musaf, and korban etzim, then there's no maimed at all. You'll notice again that this was part of what we did before. Separate Mishnayas, they're not really connected with each other. Here's the penultimate mission of the Perek. Is that not till now we've been discussing various issues that have...
If you hold the candle down, you mean they went home for a day? They came out for a week. If you hold...
Nobody came out from anywhere. They went into the shul. The Ansim Ba'arayim is they went into their own shul.
If they went
to the Ansim Ba'arayim? Could be if they didn't have a shul. Yeah, it could be. But again, that's dependent on what was canceled. Is the whole maimed canceled or the kriya was there? The extra tirch of doing the kriya, didn't even say that he nice in the special kilos that they said in order to be aimed on the karbanas. Again, that's another makor. It's a third makor. It's not necessarily connected. Yet. So this is the next Mishnah. We've discussed now all of the taniyot that we do in response to problems. But there were also taniyot that were kavua, as we know from the Rambam. You know, we go over the Rambam, the Yesham Yamim. Those Yamim are now mentioned in this Mishnah. Chamisha dvarim yiru et avotenu b'shiv'a asar b'tamuz v'chamisha b'tish'a ba'av. There were five tragedies that took place to our forefathers on the 5th of the 17th day of Tammuz, and five tragedies that took place on Tisha B'av. V'shiv'a asar b'tamuz nishtavlu aluchot batel hatamid. There was a gezeira against continued bringing of the Tamid, is the way Rashi learns, other learns, others learn that it's talking about during the course of the siege. Ufkeha ir, the city was broken into in Yerushalayim. Sorav afatomus et atorah, vehemid selam beheichal. Some learn that that's connected. That's referring to the Amida beheichal of apostomus, in which case we're talking about the second Beit HaMikdash. Others learn that these are two separate things, as Rashi learns. Sorav apostomus and uamad selam beheichal, referring back to the first Beit HaMikdash, that's when Menashe put the selam into the Beit HaMikdash. In Tisha B'Av, the five things were Nigzar Lavatenu Shaloy Katsul Aretz the Maaseh Miraglim Chorav Abayit Barishonah. The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed the first time, Ubashniyah the second time, Vinilkeda Beitar, the city of Beitar was captured with tremendous loss of life, loss of hope, in Ben Kusiva, Nechresha Ha'ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed under. Mi sheniknas av mimatin besimcha. Shabbat shechal tish'a ba'av liyot betolcha. The actual week which contains tish'a ba'av, the entire week becomes asur melesaper. Haircuts are prohibited. You cannot wash your clothing. Obviously, it's come now minute to extend that a lot further than Shavuot Shekhal B'Tishpah, particularly among the Ashkenazim. U'b'chamishim mutarim mipnei chvod HaShabbat. Now, if Shabbat ends up being on Erev Shabbos, if I don't do the work for Shabbat, then I'm going to enter into Shabbos without my clean clothes and so on. So then, b'chamishim it's mutar. Obviously, Tisha B'Av comes out on chamishim, then there's no problem. Or the and you have your Erev Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal adam shnei tafshilin. Prohibited to eat doesn't mean any time during the day, but it means after mincha when you're eating your last suda, which is the suda mafseket. You can't eat a meal that has two separate tafshilin, even where it's really one tafshil, but it's, let's say we have the case of fish that was with egg around the fish, also called shnei tafshilin. Lo yochal basar, furthermore, you shouldn't eat meat, because we don't do this the whole 9 days here, it's just for one meal. Lo yochal basar, lo yishtayay. Rabbi Shimon ben look, I mean, everybody's got a different approach to life. Do a little bit different than you usually do. You usually have 4 cups of wine a meal, and you only have 3. Rabbi Yehuda, mechayev bekviat hamita v'lo hodu lo chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to act as an ovel entirely, so that your bed has to be taken apart. You don't sleep on the bed, which was the minig then, and the chachamim did not agree to it. Well, Mar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, now the final mesech. On Tishabot. This is now the final Mishnah of There were no happier days for Yisrael than the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. They would go out, the daughters of Yerushalayim would go out borrowing clothes. They were all wearing white clothes. There was no competition in clothes. They would borrow the clothes because there may be women who couldn't afford good clothing. And again, in order to avoid, since we don't want to say some people are careful about Tumah V'Tayra, some people aren't, so we also were careful to be Tovel all of the Kelim before wearing them in order that there shouldn't be any problem if Tumah V'Tayra, there shouldn't be any anger between people, I don't trust you. Ubenot Yerushalayim Yotzot V'Cholot B'Kramim. And the daughters of Yerushalayim would go out and dance around in the vineyards of Mahayu Omrod. What would they say to men that were unmarried? Bachur Sana Einechu Re'ei Ma'ata B'Lerma. Young men, look up and decide what it is you're going to marry. We'll see that this was said by the ones who weren't so beautiful. The ones who were beautiful, they said, the only thing to look at is beauty. What's a woman for if not for a woman? So everybody had a different approach.
Different
sales. That's right. No, this wasn't sales. This was a different way of life. Everybody had a different way of life. Sheker achein ve'evel ha'yofi yisha yirat Hashem itit halal. That would, the ones who couldn't have either, they said, well, take your wife, as the Gemara says later, take your wife with Shem Shemayim, just make sure you buy her a lot of jewelry. You'll make her pretty if need to be. The Omer, Nula mi priyadea, mi haladua ba she'arim ma'aseh. V'chenu Omer, tzenu reina benot Zion ba melech Shlomo ba atara shivra lo imo, v'yom chatunato, v'yom simchat libo. And this is, Merum is actually in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk talks about the benot Zion dancing around in the day of Chatunato v'simchat libo. What is that a reference to? The Melech Shalom is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we say always darshan the Melech Shalom Shalom. So the reference of the year is B'yom Chatunato, is the Yom of Matan Torah, and the Yom Simchat Libo is the day of the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. Now the day of Matan Torah is actually Yom Kippur, because the original day of Matan Torah didn't work out. So that means when it says B'yom Simchat Libo, it's a reference to Yom Kippur. That means Yom Kippur is meant to be the happiest day of the year. And the Binyan Beit HaMikdash is a reference to the beginning of the Nechama period of Tu B'Av. That's when the end, we celebrate, we'll see one of the reasons, there's many different reasons for celebrating Tu B'Av. One of the reasons was that it was the beginning of the Nechama. We stopped dying in the Midbar. The people came out of their pre-dug graves and turned out they hadn't died. They realized the Gezerah was over. And many other things that refer to renewal, beginnings of the Meti, starting a new year.
So was the Binyan Beis Rishon on Yom Kippur?
Yeah, but this is, I'm saying, what is the Nogea, the V'cheinu Omer? The V'cheinu Omer, there are others. I mean, the Rav says the V'cheinu Omer is also also reference to Tumat Antaran Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur was the chinuch of the Beit HaMikdash. That's also a reference to the Nechama of Tisha B'Av. But that's much more reasonable.
Was the Tumba after the Maaseh Kedoshim to give the first
We'll
tumba?
See. We'll talk about it. We'll get to it in the Gemara.
Well,
we don't know anything about it yet, right? We haven't even seen that it relates to that. The Zubinyan Beit HaMikdash Yibaneh B'Mirah V'Yameinu. Now we can discuss the Mishnah. That's the Gemara b'shloshah b'lokim b'shanah k'vanim nosim et kapiyem. What is this musaf b'shanah? Taniyot ma'amadot. Where is there a musaf on the taniyot ma'amadot? Kisurim mechas. Actually, the Mishnah is missing it. It's off. B'shloshah prakim k'vanim nosim et kapiyem kol zman shemit palalim. What it means is, look, every opportunity, whatever it is, however many kilot there are in the day. And there are times, v'yesh mehen, arba pamim b'yom, you can even get up to four times a day. We have shacharis, musaf, mincha, and the ilat sharim. This would be on a Yom Kippur, you would have all of that. So you've got musaf, and you can also do your even though normally, of course, we don't do birkat kohanim during the day, because we're afraid that the kohanim might be a little bit high, but since it's a ta'anit, there's no problem, because the kohanim are not going to be drinking. And therefore, we could have four separate nisiyat kapayim. Now, again, as I mentioned, the Rambam learns this whole sugya very, very differently. Because as some say, he just learns it al-pi Yerushalmi and is ignoring the approach here. But, I mean, it's possible that the Gemara's Havamina was, Mi'ika Musaf, is there a carbon Musaf? And then it answers that what the Mishnah is trying to say is that there were whenever you daven. So all of those davening, Lamaisa became known as the Musaf as well. So that the Ribigash's approach to the sugya is that there were indeed four separate vilas on all of these occasions. The four separate Nisiyot Kapayim, at least according to Rabbi Meir's, we'll see on all of these occasions. Omer Nachman, Omer Baruah, but the Mishnah is not true la'alacha. Because the Mishnah is making an assumption that because the Kohanim don't eat, therefore we allow them to do Nisiyot Kapayim even in Mincha. But that's not true. That's only true, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. Ava Chachamim Omri. The Chachamim say that Kohanim do not do Nisiyat Kapayim at Mincha, ever. They do only Shacharit u'Musaf. Shacharit u'Musaf. Yesh ben Nisiyat Kapayim. Mincha v'Ni'ilah ain't ben Nisiyat Kapayim. Who are these Chachamim? Where do we see a machloket with Rabbi Meir on this issue? Man Chachamim, ask the Gemara. The Chachamim is Rabbi Yehuda. Because we see in the Braita, Shacharit u'Musaf, Mincha v'Ni'ilah, Kulam yesh ben nisiyat kapayim div Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, there is nisiyat kapayim all four tefillot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shacharit u'musaf only yesh ben nisiyat kapayim. Mincha v'ni'ilah ein ben nisiyat kapayim. Why? Because even though today is a taniyot, but where it goes there? Because if people see the kohanim that they're doing nisiyat kapayim on mincha, they may get confused. Do mincha, do later tefillot on a regular day also on mincha. Therefore, we just disallowed anything after musaf. Rabbi Yossi says, no, wait. I can understand that you're going to disallow mincha, because mincha is every day. It doesn't make sense to disallow ne'ilah. I mean, ne'ilah anyway only comes out at a time where you're having a ta'anit, so what's the problem? Therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, what we should do is ne'ilah yesh b'nesiyat kapayim, mincha ein b'nesiyat kapayim. Okay, what's the machloket? Yeah. Rabbi Meir Savar Kol Yuma Taima Mai Lo Parsi Kohanim Yadaya B'Minchata. Tell me, why is there no Nisiyat Kapayim in Mincha? Mishum Shichrut, because we're afraid that the Kohanim will have had wine. We'll see later on why we asser Kohanim with wine even to do Nisiyat Kapayim. Obviously, they can't do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but Nisiyat Kapayim and Shul. We'll see that there's a remez also for that as well. Rabbi Yehuda Savar. Since now we're not on a regular day, we're on a ta'anit, says Rabbi Meir, what's the chashash of shichrut? They're not eating, they're not drinking. How did they get high? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, shacharit u'musaf techol yuma lo shlicha shichrut lo gozer b'rabban. It's more than that. Shacharit u'musaf, we don't have to worry, and usually people don't get high that early in the day. So the Rabbanim made no gzera for the other tefillot. But mincha v'ni'ilah, we're over there, kol yuma shchicha shichru. Normally, during the time of mincha v'ni'ilah, the Kohanim would already have had something to drink. So therefore, they were gozer, gozer v'rabbanan, even in any day, the rest of the day, after the period of the musaf, is not suitable for nisiyat kapayim. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, now wait, why should it go according to the time of the day? Why shouldn't it go according to the actual tefillah? So a korban mincha, I mean, Tfilas Mincha. The Ite Bechor Yomo, we have Mincha every single day. I understand it's easy to get confused and think that a Ta'anit's Mincha is the same as every other Mincha we would do there for the Sekapayim, even though they're not really suited to. So there goes Rabbi Rabban. But Ne'ilah? There's no Ne'ilah every day. So Ne'ilah, the letter Bechor Yomo, the only time we have Ne'ilah is on a Ta'anit. Lo goes Rabbi Rabban. Why would the Rabbanan make a Takona for Ne'ilah? Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Meir, which is not true. Rav Yochanan Omer, Nahagu Am K'Rabbi Meir. No, it's a minhag, but it's certainly not the halacha. We're not going to go out and darsh it. And it's not. It's a minhag. Question is, it's the way people do it. Rav says, no, the minhag is K'Rabbi Meir. So the question is, whether is this a minhag, a reliable minhag, or just the way that people are being noise? So Man Yom Halacha K'Rabbi Meir. That means that it's the official halacha. Once it becomes normative halacha, darshin alav bepirka means we tell everybody that's the din. Man di arma minhag. If it's only a minhag, then midrash lo darshina. Aruyeh, but morina. Somebody comes to ask, we'll tell them, look, this is the minhag. But if you only say nahagu, nahagu means that there was no official sanction of this minhag. It's just you're telling me people are doing it. What's the point of telling me people are doing it? That they're wrong and they're doing it? Perhaps. In other words, nahagu means, look, if you ask me what to do, I will not tell you. Well, there's a minhag to do it. I mean, well, I don't know about this minhag. So uruyeh lo morina, I won't even tell you in response to a question to be nosek hapecha if you're if a coin goes up, we won't take him down. Because after all, the people are naik. There's things that we can't fight, you know. Like Simchas Torah. What are you going to do? People do it, they do it. Oh, no. This is a Shaila one. We'll see in a minute. Reb Nachman Amar Halach Reb Yosi. And in fact, Halach is Reb Yosi. So then the question is Reb Yaakov just raised? So Aidna, my time of Parsekani, Yadayo Bimilchata the Tanita. So why then indeed do the Kohanim do the Siat Kapayim during Mincha, on a regular time, but it's not Ne'ilah. How did that happen? Since that's not what Rabbi Yossi was matir, Kaskivan, the Besamuch, Vashiat HaChama, Kaparsi, so it's Ketfilat Ne'ilah Damya. So there, since they daven on a Ta'anit so late, they usually try, I mean, people are resting, they usually try to get them to come to Mincha Meirah, so it's the very end of the day. So it looks like Ne'ilah, basically. It doesn't look like Mincha. So people get used to the idea that that closes tefillah, you know, what is it called? Mincha. Well, the closing tefillah would be okay because that's the only day that you would daven that late. And Lamaisa, the Peskim questioned two issues. So what would be, according to this Rich, on a tainis where you're davening mincha early, or you're not allowed to because it's only where you're davening mincha late.
I've seen places where they don't.
Of course, that's the main halachas that they don't. That's the Chazanish who said, and once we would go there, mincha tainisa, so it would be even. But almost everybody argues on it. He has a few interesting rhymes, anything. But and then the other way around is also a question. So what about in places where they always stop them in the lake? So then why would anybody think... Which is the standard nowadays. You want to get everybody together for Mincha Meirah every day. So what about that? Okay. Most agree that once already there were Koveya Heter for Mincha Betani, so there were Koveya.
That's why we don't on Yom Kippur then, right?
On Yom Kippur, we don't, because there we have Ne'ilah. So clearly, it's right. Right. Do we have that Gezer we pass the microbe Yossi. So now everything makes sense. The Kulei Alma Mir, but wait a minute. So are we taking for granted that if you're drunk, you can't do Birchas Kohanim? You know, that seems to be accepted, right? Of course, drunk doesn't mean you have to be Kishichrut or Shalot. If you had one, Zosher Revius, Shikra, Osim, and Siyat Kapayim. Minad, Emile, what does it say anything about the Siyat Kapayim? That it should be the equivalent of Abayda. How do you get that? Oh, says the Gemara, take a look, we have a very interesting drush. Because, Omer of Yeshub and Levi, Bishum Bar Kapara, Lama Nisbacha Pashat, Koim, Varech, Le Pashat Nazir. Very interesting to be who that we have. The Torah puts together the Broca and Mor Lahem, together with the Parsha, right next to the Parsha of Nazirut. What's the question? What's the connection to Nazirut? Lamar, Ma Nazir Asur B'Yayin, Avkoim Avarech, Asur B'Yayin. Ask it for Avua the Rabbi Zera, Varmelo Shaya Bar Zavda. I mean, once you're saying that, you could say Anazir is not only Asur. In Yayin, Yazir is not even allowed to eat grapes. You could say, a coin can't eat grapes and do, Ma Nazir Asur B'Chartzan, Avkoim Avarech, Asur B'Chartzan. Chatzan, you want to take it that far too? Omar Rabbi Yitzchak. Well, the truth is, Omar Kroh, Lishorato, Ulevarech b'shmo. The Torah puts together part of the dinim hivdil Hashem et shevet alevi. And there it says, referring to the kohuna of the esrim v'arba mekomot, which is kind of a dinim. So it says la'amod ifnei Hashem l'shoratol ulevarech b'shmo ad hayom hazeh. So that means that the Torah is comparing the l'shoratol ulevarech b'shmo. So ma misharech mutar b'chartzan. Af kohen mevarech mutar b'chartzan. In which case it can't be that there's a completely no new sugya that tells me that it should be a mamash dinim naziris. That doesn't make sense. Wait, so you could say that a kohen bal mum cannot be noto yada, cannot be noto yada. Mamish aret bal mum lo, af kohen mevarech bal mum lo. I mean, why don't you compare it now to sherut? Well, okay, we're comparing it to naziris. Naziris could be a bal mum. So in other words, what you're doing is you're finding every pasuk lukula. That's what you're doing. As you say, well, I wouldn't compare it to sherut, to aser really the yayin, or to aser the grapes, because then it's compared to sherut. But of course, it doesn't really compare it to sherut, to aser the yayin the tachila, or to aser a balmon. I mean, so my chazita the makash lukula akish lachumra. It's like, come on. I mean, the whole thing over here is basically in this trouble. Smachteninu. So we're making out a smach. And we don't really have such a hekesh, and we don't really have a smichas for this purpose. There are other things that these things are meaning, but it's a smacha. So it's min rabbana, and therefore we look for a kula in the drasha. The maisa, everybody agrees that certainly we will not allow a kohen who is shikor to be mevarech in front of the am. However, it's clear from here that a kohen bal mum we would allow.
But in the same sugya, min rabbana.
בשלושה פרקים בשנה כהנים נושאים את כפיהם ארבע פעמים ביום בשחרית במוסף במנחה בנעילת שערים. What are these three times a year? בתעניות, במעמדות וביום הכיפורים. אלו הן מעמדות, לפי שנאמר צוות בני ישראל קורבני לחמי, וכי איך קורבנו של אדם קריב אינו עומד על גביו. התקינו נביאים הראשונים, 24 משמרות, על כל משמר ומשמר היה מעמד בירושלים, של כהנים, של לוויים ושל ישראלים. Again, as I mentioned, the Machlokas is referring back to the Ma'amad, or it's referring back to the Mishmarot. הגיע הזמן המשמר לעלות, the כהנים ולוויים עולים לירושלים. ישראל שבאותו משמר, who are not in Yerushalayim anyway, מתקצין לאוריהם וקוראים למעשה בראשית, ביום הראשון בראשית וירקיע, בשני ירקיע כבו המים, בשלישי יקבו המים וימורות, רביעי ימורות וישוצו המים, בחמישי ישוצו המים ותוצא אורץ, בשישי ותוצא אורץ ויכולו השמיים, אין פרשה גדולה, meaning of six פסוקים קוראים אותה בשניים, הקטנה בירי. בשחרית במוסף ובמנחה, בשחרית במוסף, סורי, ובמנחה נכנסים לקוראים על פיהם, לצורך הקוראים את שמה. ערב שבת במנחה לא היו נכנסים את אור. לכבוד השבת. כל יום שיש בו הלל, אין בו מעמד בשחרית. כל יום שיש בו קורבן מוסף, אין בנעילה, צריך לנעת במנחה. קורבן עצים אין במנחה, זה דבר רבי עקיבא, לרנצה, אבל בנעשה, ככה היה רבי ישוע שונה, קורבן מוסף אין במנחה, וקורבן עצים אין בנעילה. נכון, זה רבי עקיבא להיות שונה כבנעשה. זמן עצי כהנים והעם, תשעה. What are they? באחד בניסן בני ערך בן יהודה, בעשרים את עמוז בני דוד בן יהודה, בחמישה באב בני פרוש בן יהודה, בשבעה בו בני יונדב בן רחב, בעשרה בו בני שנאה בן בנימין, בחמישה עשר בו בני זאתו בן יהודה, ועמהם כהנים ולוויים, וכל מי שתר בשבטו, אין זה בני גון ועלי, אין זה בני קוצי קציות, בעשרים בו בני פחת מואב בן יהודה, בעשרים באלול בני עדין בן יהודה, באחד בטבת שבו בני פרעוש, שבו בני פרעוש, again, שנייה for the second time. באחד בטבת לא היה בו מעמד, because it had all of the cancellations, the carbon מוסף and the carbon עצים. חמישה דברים הראו את אבותינו בשבעה עשר בתמוז, and חמישה אנטישה באף בשבעה עשר בתמוז, משתבלו הלוחות, ובטל התמיד, והופקו העיר, ושורף אפוסטומוס את התורה, והוא עמד, or again, it's in my focus how to read it, depending on who it's referring to, who עמד צלם בעיך, referring to מנשה, or העמיד, meaning אפוסטומוס, העמיד צלם בעיך. בתשעה באב נגזר אבותינו שלא יקצו לארץ, חרב הבית בראשונה, and Harava Bay Pashmiya, Vinilkada Beitar, Vinekrushahir. Mishnechnasav Mimatim Besimcha, Shabbat Shechal Tishaba Avliot, Tokar Sumin Sapel Melachabes of Hamishim Butarin Nechwara Shabbat. Erev Tishaba, Loyo Haladam Shnei Tavshilin, Loyo Hal, of course, nowadays that doesn't happen ever that Tishaba comes out on Erev Shabbat, but that we would be Matu Hamishi. Because of our calendar, kavua, but it would happen at the time that it was Alpi Ariya. Lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin, and during the Suda Mafseket, lo yochal basar, lo yishte yayin. Shimon Gamliel Omer, yishanet from your normal minhag. Rabbi Yehuda, zivin mechai v'kviyat hamitah, v'lo hodu lo chachamim. Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lo hayu yamim tovim liyisrael kamikam yishasar ba'avuch yom ha-kipurim. שבהם בנות ירושלים יוצאות בכלי לבן שאולים של לבייש בשאין לו כל הכלים טעונים תפילה, ובנות ירושלים יוצאות וחולות בחרמים, ומה היו אומרות? בחור, סנה עינך וראה מה אתה בורר לך. אל תיתן עינך לבנוי, תן עינך למשפחה, שקר אחתן לאבל היופי, אישה יראת השם, היא תתעלה ולומר, תנו לה מפרי הבאה וילדוה בשערים מעשיה. וכן הוא אומר, צענו ראינו בנות ציון במלך שלמה, בעטרה שיתרה לו אמו ביום חתונתו ויום שמחת ליבו. ביום חתונתו זה בתנתורה, מנהיגם הכיבורים, וביום שמחת ליבו זה בניין בית המקדש שיבנה במהרה בימינו. בשלושה פרקים בשנה כהנים נושאים את כפיהם תעניות ומעמדות, מי כמוסף? תסור מחר, סוח איתנו. בשלושה פרקים כהנים נושאים את כפיהם כל זמן שמתפללים. And there are ארבע פעמים ביום. Or there are times when that could be, even Arba Pamim Bayom, again, depending if you're learning like the Rambam Strat, or you're learning like basically everybody else. So it can happen that there would be even Arba Pamim Bayom, Shacharit, Husaf, Bincha, Vinilat Sharim. What are the three times out of which we select the Taniyot, the Mahamadot, and Yom HaKippurim? Omar Rabbi Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua, that heter, that Kohanim and Osim Kapayim b'mincha u'b'ni'ilah, is true only on Libra Rabbi Meir, Abba Chachamim Omrim. Only Shacharit u'Musaf yesh from Nisiyat Kapayim, mincha u'ni'ilah never has Nisiyat Kapayim. Who are these Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda? V'tani Shacharit u'Musaf mincha u'ni'ilah, kulam yesh from Nisiyat Kapayim Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shacharit u'Musaf yesh from Nisiyat Kapayim, mincha u'ni'ilah yin v'am Nisiyat Kapayim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ni'ilah yesh b'nesiyat kapayim, as of course Shacharit u'Musaf, Minchaim b'nesiyat kapayim. B'maka mifege, Rabbi Meir Savar kol yom ha'tayim o'may lo parzi kohani yadayo b'minchata. Mishum shichrut. Aida like a shichrut, so what are you worried about? Rabbi Yehuda Savar Shacharit u'Musaf techu yom ha'lo shchiach shichrut, lo gazru b'rabbanan, but mincha b'ni'ilah techu yom ha'shchiach shichrut, gazru b'rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mincha Deite Becho Yuma, it's similar to a normal Mincha, so Gazur Barabban, even on the Tanit, but Ni'ilah, the Leite Becho Yuma, lo Gazur Barabban. Omer Rabbi Yoram Arab, Alakha, Ke Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's just that Nagu Am, Rabbi Meir. Rava Omer, well, it's actually an accepted Minak, Rabbi Meir. So Mandiyam Alokh, Rabbi Meir, we're even Darshin Lava Pirka. Mandiyam Minhag, well, we won't be Midrash or Darshina, because we only say over Piske Halokas, but if people ask, Uruya Morina. Mandiyam Nagu Am Uruye Lo Morinan, because it's not an accepted necessarily Minhag, but Yavid Lo Vidvalo Mahadrina. Ramnachman Amar Halakhak Rabbi Yossi, and indeed Halakhak Rabbi Yossi, so then why do you, how do you explain our Yidna, my time at Parshi Kohani, Yadea v'minchata to Ta'anita, since even according to Rabbi Yossi, mincha is prohibited, because Kiman, the Besomer, Tushkiata Chama, so they're Kaparsi, it's like Tvilat Ni'ilad Danya. Okay, but, Kulema Miyad Shikora Sur B'nisiyat Kepai, Minanim Yilin, Omer Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi Mishumbar Kapara, Lama Nisbacha Pashat Kohen Nevarev, Lepashat Nazir. Lomar Lecha Ma Nazir Asur B'yayin, אף כהן מברך אסור ביין, מה התקף לעבוד רבי זירה, ואמרו שי בר זבדה, מה נזיר אסור בחרצן, אף כהן מברך אסור בחרצן? אומר רבי יצחק, אומר כל השרתו לברך בשמו, certainly not going to be more חומר than the שירות, ומה שמשרת הסבוטו בחרצן, אף כהן מברך הסמותר בחרצן. So why not say once you're ready to accept that it's compared to שירות? So why not compare it to שירות all the way? And say, מה משרת בעמום לא? Av koin mevarech a ba'mum lo. He's kishla nazir. So, umaycha zitir makash lo kula, akish lo chumra. es machtinu mirabonan, and therefore would be the kula.
So, l'shar so is to do a voda.